Developing a wedding ministry is like starting a new church. Now, I do not mean that every wedding officiant is automatically planting a formal congregation. I mean that many of the same instincts are involved. When someone starts a church, they ask important questions. Who are we called to reach? What message are we bringing? Where will we gather? Who will provide oversight? How will we build trust? What rhythms will sustain the ministry? How will people be invited into discipleship? How will leaders be multiplied? A wedding minister must ask similar questions. Who are the couples you are called to serve? Young couples? Blended families? Couples connected to your church? Couples with little church background? Couples who want a deeply Christian ceremony? Couples who are spiritually curious? Couples who need pre-marriage guidance? What is your message? Is marriage merely a contract, or is it a covenant before God? Will your ministry communicate beauty, faithfulness, prayer, scripture, and Christian hospitality? Where is your ministry rooted? A local church, a pastor, a mentor, a registered soul center, a ministry home, a community network? A wedding ministry without a point of reference can become isolated and confusing. In Acts 2, the early church gathered around teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. They had a visible, relational, local presence. Wedding ministry also needs visible and relational presence. It cannot be only a transaction. A couple may first meet you because they need an officiant, but over time, that relationship may open doors. They may ask for prayer. They may want pre-marriage coaching. They may need marriage support later. They may attend a small group. They may connect to a church. They may become part of a soul center. They may even become ministry partners. This is why developing a wedding ministry requires more than enthusiasm. It requires mission, structure, accountability, and prayer. The common mistake is to think, I will just perform weddings when people ask. The better approach is to ask, what ministry is God calling me to build around covenant marriage? A wedding ministry can become a seedbed for local gospel multiplication. Start with faithfulness. Build with wisdom. Serve with love. Stay accountable. And let God open the next door.